broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for July the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers using the supreme law of the land, using the checks and balances that the Constitution provides. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, Dr. Scott Bradley. Back with me once again. It's been a long time, sir. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. How are you doing this morning?
Whoa, I'm doing well. We just got back from a big old long trip, and it was crazy and a lot of good and a lot of concern, and put it all together, and wow, we're back.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again, and good to be with all of our listeners.
There's so much to talk about, I don't even know where to start, but here it is, Doctor. Here's the question. Will 100 million die from the COVID vaccine by 2028? That's a question that Dr. Joseph Mercola is asking in the Epoch Times right now.
Well, that's a pretty round number. I mean, usually we suspect things that are that broad and everything, but I think the question is somewhat rhetorical in the sense that whatever the number ends up being, it appears, based upon the track we're on, that it will be a very large number. And
that's really his point too, because we don't know what solutions people will find to stay alive. We know there's the God factor always involved of who lives and who dies and why and how and where and when, and people don't die before their appointed time. And so, you know, man doesn't have complete control over this, but the point that he's really making is how evil this clot shot really is. The question is, will 100 million die from COVID vax by 2028? The number's not important. The significance is important. And this goes along with David Martin, PhD, and his research. He's presenting evidence now that COVID-19 injections are not really a vaccine at all, but they're bioweapons that are being used as a form of genocide across the global population, Dr. Bradley.
Well, you know, it seems as though we've got to examine a lot of these things, because there has been an awful lot of discussion over the years. I mean, you go back into the, you know, the population bomb book, you know, back in the 70s, and you look at some of the efforts that have been made over the years to popularize the idea that the world's overpopulated. And the genetic destruction and genocidal efforts that have occurred through the years. You look at China's one-child policy that has proven to be disastrous, and they've even backed off from that. But the fact of the matter is, this has been made very popular in our so-called education system, which really is an indoctrination system. And the idea that, you know, the... there shouldn't be a national religion is completely abrogated with the education system we have, which is based upon humanism, which is a faith-based system without a divine deity. But it uses these philosophies, one of which is central, is this overpopulation concept. And so, yeah, there's been a great preparatory work, it seems to me, to encourage the idea that we're overpopulated and make it popular. I without some kind of context, I really hate to kind of bring an idea up, but I will. And we can go in greater depth if you wish, but eugenics has been an issue where they basically want to do population design, you know, designer genes, if you will, where a very, very high number of very prominent individuals for more than a century have been involved in that. Hitler kind of picked up on it, as you know, with some of the things he did. The medical profession in Nazi Germany became very prominently involved in it. I think we're kind of seeing a replay of that in the way that COVID is being handled here. We're seeing modalities that medical profession is implementing without any regard whatsoever to the absolutely destructive modalities and the way they destroy life. I mean, almost unequivocally, you go on a vent, you can almost kiss it goodbye. I mean, and that was the mode of treatment. I mean, you know, in fact, Trump seized some of American industry to bring these people, to seize and manufacture vents. Almost 100% death if you got vented. The remdesivir concept of, that was the American modality for injection. It's a deadly poison, for crying out loud, based upon the studies that have been done. And the medical profession has been lockstep with the pharma companies on this. And I bring up the Nazi thing. Just, I mean, maybe people say, man, you're all over the board. But the fact of the matter is the medical profession was probably one of the more predominant professions that embraced Nazism. They about 50% of physicians in Germany, by the time Hitler's regime was done, had joined. A very high preponderance of them with the SS. The most brutal and inhumane group of all the Nazis, perhaps except for the Gestapo. But the medical profession now is kind of replaying that in America, from my opinion. America had by far and away, the highest deaths per million in the world. The next closest country, the second worst country, I guess I should say, was Iran. We were fully 45% plus more killed by the COVID here in the United States. Much of that was by our modalities. So I don't know. I think that the United States has been wholeheartedly embracing these quote-unquote medical solutions that have been destructive of life. And so maybe, I mean, I don't know if it's 100 million or how many million, but honestly, just a few decades ago, in 1976, when the Ford administration went their big push on the flu shots, we had a handful of deaths, is all. And if you look at the interpolation numbers that come out of the VAERS reports, where they report vaccine injuries and deaths, the best compromise number is over a million people have died in America so far with the COVID shots. I mean, the VAERS is reporting 29,000 plus, and some say that's 1%. Do the math. That's a whole bigger number. Some say, oh, it's a 10% reporting. That's a pretty big number, too. And the best compromise is multiply 29,000 by 41. That's over a million deaths in the United States alone so far. There is no valid report that says, by the way, VAERS over-reports anything. Every single study that's been done says they vastly under-report. It varies between 1% and 10% of reporting is all. But the wheels have fallen off. The wheels have fallen off the medical profession. And while I have had conversations with those in the medical profession privately, offline, there certainly would be a denial of the discussion. There are some that are saying we've got some deep problems, but nobody will say it publicly because the powers that be have declared it truly is a script. It's not a narrative. It's not a storyline. It's a script. How they have been told this will be played out. And I think we're being played for suckers on this thing. I really...
We better stand up. Now, there's a new movie out, ladies and gentlemen, called Infertility. So it's called Infertility, The Diabolical Agenda, a film by award-winning filmmaker Andrew Wakefield, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Children's Health Defense. And they say, watch the chilling tale of African women whose fertility was tragically stripped away through an experimental tetanus vaccination program. Are women everywhere next is the question. This is what we're talking about. And we're beyond if it's possible or will they really do it. They're doing it now, and we have the evidence and the information. I don't know how many people will die, but this is their plan that's unfolding before our very eyes, and we have early proof of their satanic agenda, Dr. Bradley.
There's so many venues we could follow on this thing. I mean, certainly the infertility issue and the tetanus thing is an unassailable something that needs to be examined heavily. And Kennedy and the Children's Defense Fund and Wakefield have put some very, very credible things out there in the past. And if, in fact, they've experienced, and by the way, the African population as well as some Asian populations have been the lab rats on most of the vaccines that have come out. There have been organizations, large public organizations, large institutions, and the Gates Institution is probably one of the largest, but it is churches and everything else have financially contributed to these kinds of things. The idea of this tetanus thing, let's see, what can we use? Oh, yeah, tetanus, that's a bad disease. And so they put something in it that makes it so they can't have children. They don't have to kill them if they're never born. We ought to talk about the autism thing. Wakefield was involved in that. Well, maybe we can talk after the break, it sounds like.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, and Sam Bushman on your radio.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This discussion is getting harder and harder to have because the evidence is becoming so overwhelming, ladies and gentlemen. Will 100 million die from the COVID vax by 2028, writes Joseph Mercola, Epoch Times. The number's not factual. The number is relative to say, look, they're coming after us, folks. David Martin, PhD, doubles down and presents evidence that says, hey, the COVID shot isn't a vaccine at all. In fact, it's a bioweapon, and it's being used as a form of genocide across a global population. All right, we talked about infertility, a diabolical agenda. That's a film by Andrew Wakefield, Robert Kennedy, and the Children's Health Defense. Watch the chilling tale of African women who got, believe it or not, this is just hard to even say, a tetanus vaccine. But they became infertile over it. Yeah. And are women everywhere next? I think the answer is yes, and I think the fix is already in. Folks, now we need to highlight this connection with an incredible article called The Nazification of American Medicine, turning American medicine into kind of a Nazi agenda, ladies and gentlemen, through eugenics. Contributor and author Dr. Richard Amerling wrote the article. He's a medical doctor highlighting this very chilling reality check. Dr. Bradley?
Well, you know, it's interesting. This article you're referring to is unfortunately one of many. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad that we've got other sources of confirmation of this, but for many decades now, in fact, I can think of an article back in 19, well, it wasn't an article, it was an academic study that was done back in 1988. I mean, that's before some of your listeners were probably born. There was a guy by the name of Robert N. Proctor that said, physicians joined the Nazi party in droves, nearly 50% by 1945. It's much higher than any other profession. And the understanding comes out of some of these academic studies that physicians were seven times more likely to join the SS. Again, that's about the most diabolical of all the Nazi groups, except for maybe the Gestapo. Seven times more likely to join the SS. And nurses were also very major collaborators in this. And so what happened was, there was another one by Robert J. Lifton, I think, The Nazi Doctors, 2000. People have been studying this. There's been a kind of a peeling of the onion. For some reason, the physicians gave an academic credibility. They gave a professional credibility. They gave just the feeling that what was going on with this genocide was okay.
In fact, it was necessary, doctor.
Well, that's what they act like. Now,
yes,
this,
that's right.
This stuff going on with the tetanus shot in Africa, that happened some years ago. Again, large institutions, churches, big donations made to have that carried out. And this was diabolically satanic. And again, we got to cut back on the population of the world. You know, we talked about that initially, about how everybody's been kind of ingrained with that thing. But the fact of the matter is, if they're never born, you don't have to kill them. And that's another approach to it. So on one end or the other, they're either finishing their lives early or they're allowing them never to start. There's a very high incidence, it would seem, based upon these initial studies we're having, that are coming out and reports being made about women after this COVID jab are becoming less and less fertile. I mean, they're finding difficulty in getting pregnant. They're finding spontaneous abortion occurred. I talked to somebody who lost two grandchildren. I don't know if they're granddaughters or not, but her daughters had spontaneous abortions. I talked to her personally the other day. And it's like, wow, what's going on here? These things just don't happen. It's kind of like the reports are coming out of the life insurance industry that this huge spike in unexplainable deaths, that it's like, wow, why are all these young working age people dying now that we're coming along with this COVID vaccine that started largely in 2021? And they're being not reported in the mainstream media. So it's the physicians that are doing this, I really think, have to start to bear responsibility. You don't want to be a Nazi, for crying out loud. Step it up and face it. Oh, I'll lose my job. I've got big, big student debt. I can't survive if I said anything. I have had people tell me personally that if they vocalized some of the things that they know from science, you know, follow the science. Science is telling them that some of these things are absolutely, they're not documentable. They're not provable with science. You can't prove that there's value coming out of the COVID shot particularly. And by the way, I hope we're going to get shortly to Fauci's statement that, it's not so effective, this COVID shot anyway. So we're going to say, oh, okay, so we're getting all of these downsides, all of these contradictions, these great risks, death, autoimmune systems, neurological problems, heart problems. We're talking about all sorts of destruction of the ability to ward off other sicknesses. So
the spike protein that it sends through the body that literally attacks every single organ you have, including crossing the blood-brain barrier, including crossing the placenta, including crossing through mother's milk, and the disaster done. I mean, look, the fix has already been set, ladies and gentlemen. The notification of American medicine is happening. Everybody went lockstep. Instead of I'm just following orders, it's like I'm just following procedures. I'm just following, look, this is the protocols that we've been given that we need. These are the CDC. These are the WHO. These are the protocols. The lies that we've got to do this, that we have no choice, that we daresn't step out of line. This is what we're talking about, Dr. Bradley.
You know, I mean, everything from spontaneous abortion to early death to all these other things we got going. And the medical profession has got to take responsibility. They got to say, heck no. Okay, you can say it stronger. There's an interesting magazine. All of your, it's an article that all of your listeners ought to pull out and read. It's out of the Tablet magazine. It's dated the 9th of December, 2020. Ashley K. Fernandez wrote it. She's the associate director of the Center for Bioethics and Medical Humanities at The Ohio State University. The title of the article is Why Did So Many Doctors Become Nazis? Like I say, this has been academically examined, and we are in a, sadly, a neck-deep replay, I fear, in the United States today when the medical profession is being co-opted into a machine that is violating their oath to do no harm. And like I say, some admit to me privately, off the record, they would never come forward with this in a public arena and say, you know, financially, we would just die on the vine. Some of these people have $1 million in student loans, and they would be delicensed. They would not be able to practice their profession, their priestcraft, I call it, their where they've been trained for the ministry of pharma through the medical industry and their universities. Pharma has co-opted everything there completely. They've co-opted the news media through all the advertising they do with them. They've co-opted almost every major media outlet. If you watch anything on any channel, the FDA-approved poison that they're advertising with all of the downsides of it. Oh, yeah, they told you. They told you your liver was probably going to die. So they don't have any responsibility. And most people say, well, my doctor prescribed it. He'd never do anything that would hurt me. And the doctors go to their reference guide, and they give something that they've got to give another pill or two or five to counter whatever outcome is coming with you. I've been down that path. I just don't take the stuff. But they say, oh, we got to give you less blood thinner for this reason. And, oh, yeah, we'll give you this to counteract what it does to you. It's absolutely absurd. And so, yes, we are in the middle of a crisis. And the formerly trusted family confidants, the medical practitioners,
have literally been betrayed and have now betrayed us, many of them unintentionally, but the fact remains. Anthony Fauci now admits this. He says one of the things that's clear from the data is that vaccines, because of the high degree of transmissibility of this virus, don't protect overly well, as it were, against infection. Quick pause. We'll talk about it with Dr. Bradley in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday criticized President Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. His complaint is that the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of an American resident journalist. A Texas House investigative committee released a preliminary report Sunday outlining a series of failures by multiple law enforcement agencies in their response to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. The 77-page report described the incident, an overall lackadaisical approach by nearly 400 police officers and federal agencies. West Virginia Wanda Palmer awoke from a years-long coma after being brutally attacked in June of 2020. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said they needed help in the case.
The real thing we were missing up to this point was someone who could tell us what happened.
She identified her brother Daniel Palmer as the assailant. He was arrested at a remote West Virginia location. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Boeing's defense chief Ted Colbert said Sunday the company had learned lessons from a contract to supply the U.S. presidency with new Air Force One jets, which has cost the plane maker almost $1 billion in charges and is up to 3 years behind schedule. A new schedule for the two planes to be delivered has been pushed back to 2026 and 2027. Major League Baseball has paid off a lawsuit alleging minimum wage infractions.
The Major League Baseball has agreed to pay $185 million to current and former minor league baseball players to settle a federal class action lawsuit alleging violations of minimum wage laws. The settlement was filed Friday and is pending a judge's approval. It is considered one of the largest wage and hour class action settlements in history. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business, the discussion we're having right now. All right. Anthony Fauci literally blatantly admits 2.5 years after the COVID. What am I going to call it? The COVID intentionally created and released bioweapon created a vaccine in partnership with Donald Trump, Operation Warp Speed, that brought the vaccines. So the initial bioweapon was the virus, if you can call it that, really. It's a man-made, lab-manufactured, intentionally released virus. Then they rolled out the vaccine and literally fast-tracked it. No studies, brought it, had everybody inject themselves, and now we're finding out, well, not only does it do just tons and tons and tons of harm, but now Anthony Fauci literally says one of the things that's clear from the data is that the vaccines, because of the high degree of transmissibility of this virus, don't protect overly well against transmission or infection. Now you think about that and you go, what? Wait a minute. We were told this was the solution. This was the savior. This was, now that everybody's got a shot, didn't work, a shot, a booster, a shot. Now they say, wow, it doesn't work at all. And this on the heels of a bomb shell study, Dr. Bradley, natural immunity, or the immunity conferred by a previous COVID-19 infection, provides superior protection against the virus when compared to vaccines. We said this from the very start. What they did is deplatform us. They said we are guilty of fake news, that we are lying, that we are conspiracy theorists. Now we have evidence of the harm because a court forced the vaccine companies and others to release 5,500 pages of information every single month, proving everything we said and more. Dr. Bradley, there's no way they could pretend this was not absolutely intentional.
I think there's a lot of "we're so sorry"s that need to be offered. And they can never justify and make it up. All of those that got in line and regurgitated the whole party script need to stand forth and say, "We blew it." But here's, you're absolutely right. The timeline is kind of this way. The 15th of May of 2020, Trump announced that they're going to do this warp speed thing. Again, constitutionally, go back and read the Constitution, folks. There is nothing that says the general government could be involved in anything like that. But Trump nevertheless announces they're going to put billions of dollars into the development of a vaccine, okay? So by June 30th.
By the way, without evidence of its necessity and without authority, Donald did this. We cannot let Donald have a pass for this, doctor.
No, you're absolutely correct. He violated the Constitution completely, totally, and unequivocally, as did virtually every governor, every health department, everything. They created law out of thin air. It was pretended law. That was one of the points of the Declaration of Independence that the U.S. Founding Fathers used as justification for taking up armed revolt against the king. So, okay, Trump announces in May that they're going to do this warp speed fiasco, unconstitutional deal. June 30th, the FDA announced the vaccine needs to be at least 50% effective for diminishing the severity of COVID-19 symptoms to obtain regulatory marketing approval. They rush forward with this thing. There never has been a vaccine put out with mRNA technology. Never. Every time they've tested it, I mean, they've done, as far as animal testing, and the animal tests were absolutely disastrous. They found that in some instances, as they had injected the subject animals, the next time they got exposed to, in the wild, if you will, virus that was similar to what they had been vaccinated against, they had 100% death. The problem is with this, it's you need years of study to verify the not only the effectiveness, but also the safety, because you have these other downsides. Most viral infections don't have vaccines because the vaccine technology fails in the early stage clinical trials. And because
the virus has changed so fast and morphed that you can never keep up. It's nothing but a crapshoot Russian roulette. Even so, look at the flu vaccine. Oftentimes they come back and say it's less than 50% effective this year. Sorry, we didn't get the right strains involved. Well, flipping a coin's better than those odds then. Okay, well, this is pure insanity.
It is indeed. And you're right about the annual flu vaccine things. They really kind of sit in a boardroom and say, now, I haven't been in those boardrooms. I have been present when they have set interest rates, and there is not a big mathematical formula. They sit back, kick back their feet on the desk, and say, we're going to set interest rates at blah, blah, blah. It's a from-the-hip, out-of-the-pocket kind of thing, and I suspect that's exactly what they did with these things. But the science behind it is not there. And because many vaccines cause side effects, safety testing requires years of observation in thousands of clinical trial participants. Well, what you got was an emergency use authorization, what they came out with, without sufficient time, years, multiple years, that should have been done. And they started pushing this forward, expending resources, financing, before the safety and efficacy was known. And so they initially touted, oh, it's 95%, guys, we've hit a home run. It's pure malarkey. There is nothing that would scientifically say that. And so you get institutions and organizations and advertisements and news reports that come out and say, safe and effective. And now they're giving them to kids 6 months old. And I'm telling you, people, we've been saying this from day one, but it's not a storyline, it's not a narrative, it is a script that has been followed unerringly. And everybody's been sucker punched on this thing. Like I say, we've been saying this from the beginning. And now Fauci comes out and says, well, you know, really, it's not been that good. And one report I saw, they said they're really in the range of 5%. I think that's generous. I really do believe that is generous. But maybe they can say, well, it worked sometimes. And they say, oh, well, we're not going to get as sick if you take it. What's the proof? How do you know that you weren't sick with or without? And all of the difficulties you had with side effects, all of the issues in regards to death and destruction that might be there awaiting you. I did this is not a scientific study. In our local community, I went through the obituaries for between April of 2021 and August, end of August of 2021. And this was, again, a personal, unscientific review. I looked at individuals between, you know, with the working ages, 18 to 55. And what I found was an overwhelming number of those that had died unexpectedly at home alone. Now, they never, ever, ever said related to vaccine. They never said that. But in comparison to previous years that have happened, these unexpected deaths that just, boom, gone. You're home alone, laying in bed, you're getting your breakfast, whatever you're doing, keel over dead. And I don't know, it was a stroke, a blood clot, or if it was some kind of heart ailment from the heart inflammation. I don't know. I mean, you know, I completely discounted the ones that said, after a long and courageous battle with a particularly virulent form of cancer, blah, blah, blah. Those didn't go into my review because we had a pretty good idea why they died. But it was overwhelming how these working age people died unexpectedly. Again, I'd like to see a real true scientific study done that correlates this, but nobody wants to hear it. They just don't want to. I did this for my own personal interest, and I was absolutely shocked. I thought I would find a handful of cases. I would say 40% of them, at least, died unexpectedly. Totally out of the blue. No previous, any indication of any problems or anything like that. Boom, gone. And none of this is being reported.
Well, and here's the other problem, too, Dr. Bradley. You know, they gutted the mortgage industry or the housing industry. Most people left. There's, you know, certain super mortgage people involved, and the big banks are involved. They did this with all kinds of economic things back in 08. Now they're doing this to the medical profession where people are leaving in droves. Here's the headline from WorldNet Daily and Art Moore. It says this. Health experts quit CDC, NIH, and FDA due to bad science. Due to bad science. There's a mass exodus. Now causing staffing shortages, writes Art Moore. They've done this to the military. Liberty Roundtable Live. We'll discuss it in seconds.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Dr. Scott Bradley with me, freedomsrisingsun.com. So health experts are quitting in mass from the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA. Why? Due to bad science, folks. They're having a mass exodus. They've got low morale. They've got staffing shortages as a result of this, all written by ArtMoreWND.com, highlighting this reality. That's good news and bad news, Dr. Bradley.
Well, it's interesting to me that, to say as broad a brush statements, oh, there is no science. Well, they might have done things in a test tube with a Bunsen burner at times, but the fact of the matter is the justification for what has gone down and how it has been handled, the verification and the testing that's been done or not done, all of it contradicts everything of the scientific method. And so people that have some character left are saying we got to get out of this, and so it sounds like some of the alphabet soup organizations are losing some of their people. I suspect they'll go out and practice in industry someplace. I doubt they're leaving medical profession completely, but the fact of the matter is that there are some that are saying no, it just isn't happening. It's not making sense. Now there's guys that are, about my age that have been physicians that I've known for decades are telling their children and grandchildren, don't become physicians. They're just flat out counseling them not to do that. And you can kind of see why, when it's an indoctrination smear that happens in medical school, it's run by the pharma companies. They're funding them and they're teaching them, you got a pill for this, a pill for that. And everything, you look on everything, when you watch the advertisements on television, they say, oh, you got to get this for that malady or this malady or whatever. And, oh, by the way, here's the chances of things unraveling on you with all of these different follow-on maladies. And I guarantee every time you have a recall, Vioxx, for example, came out in about 1999, 2000. After 5 years nearly, they pulled it. FDA approved. Everything was FDA approved. It went through all the hoops, the normal standard, studying and all that kind of stuff. And they ended up pulling it. I don't remember what the number was exactly, but it was something like 400,000 heart attacks attributed to this poison. And they ended up pulling it. It took 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. And now we've got what? How many people died from the COVID in the United States? At least their dishonest claims, a million?
They claim it, but if you had it when you died of it. You might have been on a motorcycle accident, and they swabbed your nose when they dragged your body into the hospital.
Yeah, and you had COVID, so it's a COVID death.
It's a COVID death, guys.
All right, so check this out. Now, Ivana Trump, that's Trump's first wife, died, and now the coroner rules the death accidental. She died by, quote, blunt impact injuries, according to the New York City Medical Examiner. But now people are saying, you know what, that's probably COVID-driven as well. Because you go, what do you mean, blunt trauma to the lungs? Well, how are you going to really know that? They got control of the autopsy. They got control of the body. You'll never know the truth on that one. Now they're trying to act like people are not dying from COVID, right? Or the shots.
That's the problem is, anything you're going to see a spike on never gets attributed to the vaccine, so-called. That's the thing. Oh yeah, well he died of something else, but there's not a box to check. Was he vaccinated? When? And were there follow-on symptoms? I mean, see, that's kind of the problem you get with this sudden infant death syndrome. There's no box to check and say, was the child vaccinated in the last 6 weeks, whatever. And there's not a box to check for sudden adult death syndrome. This is a new syndrome that's popped up. I mean, you know, a 25-year-old goes to sleep at night, doesn't wake up in the morning. And it's like, oh, I wonder what caused that. And it's a new malady that's similar to sudden infant death, and it's sudden adult death syndrome.
And then you bring it up, and they say, oh, you're a conspiracy whack without evidence there, see? And they go on and on.
Nobody ever looks at it.
It's just insane.
It's
just insane, ladies and gentlemen. So there you have that. You've also got Justin Bieber and his wife, Haley. They both had very weird, weird, weird stuff with vaccinations as well. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Folks, but listen to this, though. They're losing credibility in every sector, from the health sector to the mortgage sector to the banking sector to the and now they're attacking the medical sector. But listen to this. They've now got the first in-depth report on the Uvalde school shooting. It was released to the public and to the victims' families, and it determined that from top to bottom, there were failures combined to turn the May 24th attack into the worst school shooting in Texas history. Systemic failures and egregious poor decision-making included school officials who failed to follow established safety plans and responding law officers who failed to follow their training for active shooter situations. They also delayed confronting the gunman for more than an hour in a 77-page report. They say basically, look, they protected themselves instead of the community, ladies and gentlemen. They failed to prioritize saving the lives of innocent victims and children over their own safety, the report said of the law officers. Okay. Now we're going to gut schools, teachers, which I'm kind of fine with because I don't like government schools anyway. But and now the cops are getting more and more and more. Pretty soon they're going to decimate every economic profession possible to the point where there'll be no credibility at any level anymore, doctor.
Well, you know, I look at this and it's just a tragic travesty. I mean, how many rifle companies does it take on site, heavily armed, body armor, shields, the whole nine yards, you know, it's just astonishing. They've got every weapon available except for nukes that they could have used. And how many rifle companies to go against one teenager? Holy Hannah. I mean, stop and think about this. I mean, to protect and serve. I mean, that used to be, when I was in L.A., I spent some time living down in Los Angeles, and they had that slogan, I guess, or logo or whatever on the side of their cars, protect and serve. What the heck is happening? Everything is like, well, you know, like, well, what are they thinking when they became a cop? I mean, or whatever their assignment was in their agency. Well, you know what? It's a pretty good job. I get to carry a badge and wear a gun, and I make a steady salary. I don't know what they were thinking. But then a push comes to shove. You got one lone gunman gunning down little children. You can hear the
screams. And hold
on.
Not only are you talking about a lone gunman doing this, but you're talking about a guy who they say was kind of a derelict in life, couldn't get a job, very melodramatic, didn't have any money, somehow gets money for high-tech gear and is a rock star in how to use it. Something's wrong, doctor.
Yeah, there's just, we don't have the whole story coming out. And you're absolutely right. I mean, when you consider the cost of some of these weapons and the ammunition, I mean, ammunition alone nowadays has gone insane in terms of pricing. I mean, the cheapest stuff you can get in 5.56 now is about $1 a round. I mean, and that's stuff that will wear your rifle out soon. I mean, so you walk in with all this ammunition, all of these sidearms, all of these long guns, and body armor on top of that. And where the heck did a guy that was flipping burgers or whatever he was doing get all this cash? And it's like,
well, where did he get all the experience, though? Nobody could confront the guy because he was just too killer of a crack shot or something. But at some point, he's beyond his capability, militarily speaking, and everything else. This is a guy who was like, you know, supposedly a marksman with incredible skills. You just couldn't take him out. Kind of a, it's insane.
It's totally insane. It's kind of as flaky as the Oak City bombing that happened with Timothy McVeigh. Here's a couple of guys that can't set a firecracker off in their backyard without blowing their fingers off, put together a bomb in a truck that, okay, it's have to talk about reflective technology and the coupling of through atmosphere and all this kind of stuff, a bomb that did far more devastating stuff than it could have possibly been done by a vehicle parked in a parking spot in front of a building, unless you knew how to establish. This was no 11 Bravo kind of thing with some infantry guy that knew how to throw a few hand grenades. This was very high-tech stuff. We're not getting the story on most of the things that are happening, and they make this big whoop-de-doo about things, and I don't want to get too far afield, but almost everything that happens is a spin doctor kind of thing. And that's what's sad. I mean, you look at, for example, in Utah. Again, we're back at COVID. I hate to do this in a way, but I will. Almost 2 weeks before the first COVID attributed death in Utah, the governor declared a state of emergency in the state of Utah. Now, there's a whole bunch of laws that, so-called laws, they're not real laws. You can't do what they did. They claim they did with these laws by the declaration of an emergency. But
then you would have to ask, where did he get the intel to do that?
Well, that's the thing. He opened up the state to receive billions of dollars of federal funding, and it all went down the road with all of these other emergency things that individuals and families got and everything like that. They absolutely gutted the economy with this. They destroyed our freedom. Every single stinking thing that came out of that was a complete destruction of principle and proper everything, and we don't get the story on any of these things that come out. It's so frustrating to think that, well, I've kind of come to the conclusion that if they have a press conference, they want to lie to you. You know,
the sad part, ladies and gentlemen, and the good part is you better say your prayers.
Well, you got to get close to God and stay there. That's the only bottom line on it. I mean, if you're not right with God, You're going to be sucker punched, and we have been sucker punched on every turn. Everything that's happened in this nation, it's not just been in the last 2.5 years, it's been in decades. Almost everything has been some kind of spin lie to get an agenda carried out. It's so destructive, and I think Americans have just got to wake up. Now, by the way, we have the tools at our disposal. And government is limited and bounded by the constitutions that were established and accepted. The consent of the governed was obtained that said we will be governed by these people that operate within these guidelines, these parameters, these limits and bounds, and we will accept those laws. But nothing that's gone on has been within those bounds. And constitutionally, if you return to that, we'd be able to rein in government instantly. The fools that are running the nation would no longer have any authority to do it. Well, they don't have authority now, but they surely wouldn't have it as we go forward.
The solutions are abundant. The solutions are clearly noted. Ladies and gentlemen, we just need to double down for God, family, and country. We need to protect life, liberty, and property. And we need to demand accountability and transparency at every level. You only have a republic if you can keep it, ladies and gentlemen. Will you get involved? FreedomsRisingSun.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrightyOnRadio.com. Those are some of the websites that you ought to check out. TheEpicTimes.com, WND.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the republic.